Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Philly fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallo. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Joost moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. Fain moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws to second. Avila drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Avila. Fain scores. Zernial moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zernial moves to third. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. Easter moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards third. Philly fields it and throws to first for the out. Easter scores. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Philly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain scores. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Philly reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Doby moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Harry Bird now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Mitchell scores. Easter moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zerniel moves to second. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to third. Philly moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Pete Suter. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Philly scores. Clark moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Clark moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Harry Bird. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Joost reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Thomas scores. Robertson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Joost moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. It's 11-9, Athletics. Mickey Harris now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Skeeter Kell now playing second base. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Ray Boone. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Pete Reiser pinch runs for Luke Easter. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.